It's the state of Victorian greyhound racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
Plenty to talk about in greyhound racing. There is plenty happening and it's exciting stuff, whether it's across in WA, New South Wales, Victoria. We've got the Top Gun just around the corner, the Hume Cup, the Cranbourne Cup on Saturday night. And the Melbourne Cup's not far away, along with the first ever running of the Tab Phoenix. And Georgie Farrugia, as always, joins me now on a Tuesday. Hello to you, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you? Very exciting. Group races everywhere, as you say.
Nearly every second day we've got a group race in greyhound racing. It's hard to keep up. Our special guest is leading greyhound racing New South Wales journalist Pete Davis, because we need to have a chat about these New South Wales dogs, George, coming to Victoria for the Tab Melbourne Cup, and also regarding the slots for greyhound racing New South Wales and the GBOTA of New South Wales regarding their slots for the Tab Phoenix. And Pete joins us on the line right now. Good afternoon to you, Pete Davis. Thanks for joining us on RSN 927.
No, my pleasure, Gareth. It's good always to talk to George. Your
line's just playing up. I don't know if the demons have got to you already, Pete.
No, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm just in a black hole, a Telstra black hole, and I'm wandering out the front of
okay.
The paddock.
We'll ring you again and we'll try and fix that line. I might go to you first of all, George. Right now, who is the best dog in New South Wales?
I'm going to still stick with Wow, Gareth, over the line of work that he's done. But he's got two greyhounds nipping at his heels, and they are both Zipping Kyrgios and Bandit Ned. And there's a case to be made for those other two as well, because their form at Wentworth Park in the last couple of weeks are outstanding. But if we're talking Top Gun, Gareth, and one that I would like to pick, it would be Wow, because he's been there and done that at the Meadows, and but the other two are certainly emerging, but he'd be the one that I'd pick. His win on Sunday, Gareth, was outstanding in the Goulburn Cup. He had a toe injury. He's returned pretty much unscathed and looks as good as ever. He nearly broke his own track record. He's beginning cleanly out of the boxes, and that's a dangerous thing for his rivals. So yeah, I'd take Wow.
Top Gun, that announcement of the field's not far away now.
Yeah, they're tonight, Gareth. Yeah. Those for both the Top Gun and the Top Gun Stayers, I believe, on the catching pen. So we'll hear a lot more about that. But you'd think a greyhound like Wow would get in. Obviously, he's a Group 1 winner at the track. He's now come back and won a group race. I believe the panel meet on a Sunday. Well, it's usually the case when I was working at the Meadows, they'd meet on a Sunday to finalise the field and then announce it on the Tuesday. The box draw will be held next week as well. So I think New South Wales are going to have a fair few greyhounds in this, for sure. Those three greyhounds that I mentioned have all got valid reasons why they should be picked as the first couple. I'd say those three are definite locks. So, really looking forward to it.
I think we fixed up Pete's line. You there, Pete? We're just talking about maybe Wow being the representative from New South Wales for a Top Gun spot. Do you think he deserves his place in that race?
I think he'd be the number one seed, Gareth. I mean, he's, as George just mentioned, he's a Group 1 winner at the track. It's hard to ignore, and it's not like he's lost form. When I was on the panel some years ago, current form is really relevant. We had a situation where a dog was coming back from injury many years ago, Bright Ebony, I think it was, and I think he was scratched, George, on the morning of the race, or he might have failed in the race, and it was apparent that he wasn't really 100%, but you could understand why someone would want to be in the race on profile. So on current form, I think he's the number one seed.
Okay. And as we get closer to our bigger races like the Tab Melbourne Cup, Pete, out of New South Wales, is there a greyhound that the locals are talking about that we should be investing on here in Victoria for our great race?
Well, I think the best race, one of the best race dogs in the country, Gareth, and George would probably agree with this, is Zipping Kyrgios. He seems to be untouchable regardless of the box he draws. And I suppose Wow is too. Wow's win at Goulburn, just 200s outside his own track record on Sunday, came from box four against high speed, and he was able to lead, and he's shown that at the Meadows. So Kyrgios can navigate, and he can run time. He's strong. Not much between them, to be honest.
Pete, tell us a little bit about that win that Wow was able to achieve at the Meadows. You've seen a lot of greyhounds come from New South Wales with big wraps, and clearly your best greyhounds can come down here and match it with ours. But for him to do it on debut at the Meadows, I mean, have you ever seen anything like it?
No, probably not. I mean, the dog, I've just written a story for the Greyhound Recorder, George, a dog that probably captured your imagination, Victorians, initially was Sunset Spitfire, when he ran 52 in a trial before the Silver Chief. But New South Wales dogs generally take a while, as you understand, to adapt to the Victorian starts, because the lure, actually, the New South Wales, the trip is at a different spot, so they misanticipate the start sometimes in Victoria. But it didn't seem to worry this fellow, and he's just a machine as far as he's strong. I suppose his downside, if you want to call it that, he tends to get wide mid-race. He winds up out wide. I suppose if a strong dog like Zipping Kyrgios got underneath him and close, that'd be a contest. But he's a cracking race dog.
And, of course, we've seen Zipping Kyrgios trial at the Meadows, and I'm sure the Hallinans would have been absolutely rapt with the way he's gone. You've been on the panel a few times with the Top Gun, Pete. Have you ever seen an incident here where we could have four greyhounds from New South Wales represent your state in the Top Gun?
No, there hasn't been, Gareth, but quite sincerely, there hasn't been four dogs good enough, I would think, to argue that position. And on the Top Gun panel, I think all greyhound purists and even G haulers could even pick probably six of the eight without any problem whatsoever. It's those last two spots, which, and I wrote that on the column on Sunday, that the last two spots are as important as the first two spots. You've got to get in there. But my rule of thumb when you're doing the selection is the dog good enough to win the race? And that's where you've got to really say, you know, you're not putting a dog in there just to make up the numbers, because the race doesn't deserve
George,
that.
George, you want to like me picking the Top Gun, because I've got a different philosophy from George. I'm more of a, I wouldn't mind an X Factor going into the Top Gun, like a Wow, She's Fast, but under the criteria, that won't be happening. But I would have her.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great race this
that.
Year.
Yeah. I understand that, but if Gareth Hall owned the ninth dog who's won a Group 2 and
yeah,
a...
Yeah, but that's not my...
Fast up.
It's not my problem, Pete, because it's my race. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Because you want to make sure that the race gets the best promotion and is talked about. If Wow, She's Fast is talked about more than that other dog, it's just life, unfortunately. That's just my humble... Hey, Pete, just before we let you go, Greyhound Racing New South Wales with their slot for the Tab Phoenix, what are you hearing?
I don't really know. The tom-tom drums aren't beating whatsoever.
Okay.
I think it might be a popular vote, but I really don't know. They've run out of time in respect of the GBOTA have declared their hand, and they needed to do that because of other race clashes. So the whole thing's a little bit confused, and as I wrote the other day, I'd like to think in 12 months' time this will be a better educated process on all people's behalf. Because I like the race, don't get me wrong, Gareth. I think the process is in place. I don't like the West Australian content at all. I think that's abysmal how grueling that is for the dog to then arrive. If Ray Borders resting Aston Rupee, he's just sitting there, you know, licking his paws and saying, oh, we'll just wait for a tired West Australian rep to arrive. That's not level. So anyway.
I don't mind that. I've got to go to Healesville. Come back to you in just a minute. Well, Pete, we can't wait to see you down here in Melbourne, especially for the Tab Phoenix, because it will be the greatest race in greyhound racing in a couple of years' time. Make no mistake about that. But who's your tip early doors? Should we be having a long-term bet maybe for the Tab Melbourne Cup from a New South Wales point of view? Are you backed anything yet?
Yeah. No, I haven't. But given his record and his profile of speed and strength, I've got to be with Zipping Kyrgios. But as George will know, it all comes down to the box draw, and you know, any of these long range plans of backing short prices pre-post is fraught with danger. I'd rather have something on a 100-to-1 chance that might draw an easy heat and you get into the final. But you know, it's gambling, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's going to be an exciting couple of months anyway. As always, we appreciate your time, mate.
Give Sleuth a cheer tonight in the Lismore Cup, one of my blokes. And Gareth, I've got a filly, my first venture in a harness racing today at Menangle.
Okay, so we got Sleuth in the Lismore Cup. Are we backing this horse at Menangle?
Well, she's $1.18, so I think that's the
fun. You probably sped up, and that's a great tip for us. Working beautifully, Pete.
Five, number three. Give her a cheer, Gareth.
You've got that much money. You should organise a syndicate to try and put your application forward for a slot next year's Tab Phoenix,
Pete. I use some of the money I owe Georgie. So,
all right, then. Good on you, Pete.
Don't tell him that, all right?
Thanks, Pete. There's Pete Davis there. It's interesting, and we pointed this out a couple of weeks ago on our Tab Countdown to the Tab Phoenix podcast, George. I think that what Pete Davis pointed out, I think that's one situation or one requirement that will be changed a little bit with the Tab Phoenix going forward, or one of the protocols, making sure that everyone has a date that you have to, the due date to finalise what you need to do to qualify for your respective slot for the Tab Phoenix.
And you know what, Gareth, this is where I think people need to take a deep breath, because you've still got to say to the Meadows, absolutely fantastic for trying something new. And we both know Ash Baker well enough that he'll make those changes. He's not stubborn enough to say, no, this is the way it's going to be for the, you know, for the next 3 years. He'll say, yep, okay, we recognize that and we'll make that change. So that's fine. Now, as you would have been involved with the slot holders, not picking the slot holders, Gareth, but the number one thing was, how are we going to promote the Phoenix and how are we going to promote greyhound racing? We're still 2 months out from the race and we're already seeing that. So that's why I think everyone just needs to take a deep breath. There are different ways to qualify for this race, yes, but we're already seeing one slot holder in particular give people a chance to own the dog for Phoenix night. So that's fantastic.
Yep.
We don't know what the Tab's going to do yet. GRNSW have been slow. Yes, they have. We haven't heard from what they're going to do. And that, as you said, that needs to be tinkered, because there's race meetings going on to qualify for the Phoenix. So we need to get all that sorted. But as it's tracking at the moment, I think the publicity has been fantastic, yeah. And it's only going to get better.
Georgie Ferugia, sorry I interrupted you there, that Devonport race was quickly approaching, but you were saying...
No, I'm just saying that I think so far it's the way the Phoenix has worked has been a success in terms of what the major goal was, and that was to promote the sport. And I think I've spoken to a few people that now that we're allowed to be out and about, had a counter meal at a pub, and spoke to people that I haven't seen in a little while, and they said, "What's that race at the Meadows worth $750,000? Can we get a table there?" So it's those little things, Gareth, and that's the important stuff. And I reckon we've still got 2 months to really promote the hell out of it, and I'm sure the slot holders will do that. So has it been perfect? No. And I'm sure that, as I said, these little tinkering things can happen, but it's going to evolve organically, so that's fine.
It's a complete game changer, Georgie, and you can mark my words. I've been saying it since it was announced. And as you just pointed out, there'll be things that they'll need to fix up along the journey, but they'll get it right, and it'll be amazing, because it'll involve everyone in the sport, and it will transcend the sport outside of the greyhound racing bubble. I've got no doubt about that. And greyhound racing in New South Wales might be a little slow, but mark my word, what I'm hearing, their promotion of this race will be second to none.
Yeah, they just need to be a little bit more transparent for those that are going to race at, say, Bulleye for the heats of the Phoenix and stuff like that. Even though it's a different slot, Gareth, it would be, just good to know. But I'm sure we'll clear all that up. And it was good to hear Pete Davis say that he actually likes the race. But, we'll try to get one over him as the Victorians and hopefully get the job done. But I tell you what, they are coming into this Top Gun all guns blazing, yep. Gareth. And we mentioned, those sort of things aren't done. I've seen so many gun greyhounds come from New South Wales, Gareth. They come to the Meadows and it's got nothing to do with their class, but they're different boxes and it's just really hard to contend with the best Victorian greyhounds for them. Yeah.
David Gill owns Country Racing Victoria, doesn't he?
I think so. They should put his logo on the front, Gareth, the way he's going. And you mentioned that because he's obviously got the favourite and the second favourite in the Cranbourne Cup. He's got
I have this argument with Maggie Payne all the time. Cranbourne isn't a country track. It's a provincial track, but it's under the Country Racing banner for most parts of the racing code. So we'll classify it as Country Racing Victoria for the sake of it.
We will. We will, mate. As I said, Fernando Mick, $3.50. Koblenz at $3.80, I believe, is your tip. Look, he's got the safe box manners, but it's not an easy draw for him. Lots of chatter can begin. He's not a fence crusher. Will hold his line. I think La La Kiwi's a definite chance at the $4 mark. There's some support for the greyhound drawn off box one. Daff's Ascend, one of three runners for Team Daly. So can David Gill do it again? I mean, obviously he's won three with Ferdinand Boy, looking to get Koblenz over the line. Koblenz is a really interesting story for the Top Gun, Gareth, too, because He hasn't won a group race, but if you were to mention Greyhounds for the Phoenix, like you mentioned, or the Melbourne Cup, he's probably one of the first mentioned. So it's going to be really interesting to see the way they adjudicate this tonight when the Top Gun's mentioned, because I think there are some locks, but I wouldn't say that Koblenz is one of those if you're going off the criteria in terms of group form. Does he do well in the criteria when it comes to current form? Absolutely, probably one of the first picks. So interesting times, especially in the next 12 hours.
That's one of the most interesting parts of this Top Gun selection for mine, is that Greyhounds like Koblenz, and while she's fast, it has people talking about Melbourne Cup selections to have Phoenix slots, might not get a chance to compete in a Top Gun because of the criteria. Now, if you go and ask majority of professional punters, would Koblenz be in your top eight sprinters in the country? They would say yes every day of the week. In fact, many would say the top five because of his early pace, George.
And you know yourself, Gareth, right, that if you have a greyhound that's going to be in the Top Gun, you'd rather not see Koblenz there than see him there.
100%.
Right? So, he's one of those greyhounds. So it's going to be really interesting to see the way they adjudicate that. So.
And just with the argument that Pete Davis pointed out, saying, well, if you own this greyhound and he reaches the criteria, would you be disappointed? Yes, you would be, but you've got to change the criteria.
We keep talking as it stands, Gareth. Are we continuing on with this while she's fasting?
No, we're not. But I'm just saying that I think they need to change the criteria going forward.
You can't have greyhounds like that not
in contention, because it's ridiculous.
As it stands, as it stands now, Gareth. Absolutely, though, you have to put those group winning greyhounds. And to your point, where you say, oh, you know, they're maybe not as exciting. Well, group winning greyhounds are pretty exciting. But I mean, there's always one every year, Gareth. That is a wow, she's fast, a Typhoon Sammy, who's emerging and he's ready to take on, you know, the greyhound world by the scruff of the neck. Yep. But they're just not quite there yet because they haven't had enough starts to compete in it.
You don't want the case where the Silver Shadow is a better race than the Top Gun.
The Silver Bullet. Yeah,
the Silver Bullet,
it rarely is, to be honest. But, we'll see how we go. We'll talk about this tomorrow, guys, once we have the fields, because you can bet London to a brick that there will be some selections where people go, I wouldn't have had it that way. And that adds to the aura of the race, I suppose.
Tipsy Wyong should start the strong favourite in Monday night's Hume Cup after drawing box number one.
Yeah, she will, especially if she can just begin on terms. Look, we know her best work is probably a little bit later on too. She's strong over 700 metres. Mr. Speaker was outstanding. He's drawn box two and he was the fastest heat winner. So you can't say that he's not without a chance, obviously. David Gill, again, has an opportunity with Bounce Back. And what I like about Bounce Back is he shows a lot of speed. He could just lead him a merry dance. Mapunga Warrior, not too well drawn. Bobby the Brute is an absolute brute. He's a star when he gets things right. So with the box draw, even I think one of the outsiders in Mirror Illusion can show a little bit of speed in the race. So it's not as clear cut as I think we're thinking, Gareth, after the box draw. There's some big chances. We hope one of the draft dogs, Untapped, manages to get a run. She's the first reserve. But look, as it stands, she's one of my favourites. I can't go past Gypsy Wyong. But I'll tell you what, Bounce Back, Mirror Illusion, these type of greyhounds, they're going to put the heat on early.
Yep, so 440, Bounce Back, Mapunga Warrior, 440. Bobby the Brute, $8. Mr. Speaker at $9. Mirror Illusion at $11. And Gypsy Wyong is the solid favourite there at $2.70 for that Hume Cup final, that traditional meeting there on Melbourne Cup Eve from the Meadows. What about the Melbourne Cup preludes coming up at Sandown on Thursday? There's a couple of stars making their return as well. I think McCoolick's Lad is an interesting greyhound. He's trialling today at Geelong, George. And I had a chat to Anthony as a party, and he says don't rule him out from being a major contender for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, it's good to hear that because he sort of tailed off, didn't he, in that run. It's good to hear that.
Hurt his calf.
Yeah, which is good, but you're right. Some great preludes, and Jason Adams and I will do a little mini vodcast, if you can call it that, which will be on Sandown's website from tomorrow, about all these preludes. Look, the trainer you mentioned has got a young greyhound called Caroline who shows a lot of speed. She's drawn box one in the first prelude. She takes on the red-hot Rickard and Rick in that first of the Melbourne Cup preludes. The second prelude, Gareth, we see Aston Fastnet back. Great to see him back. Yep. He hasn't had a start since August at Cranbourne, where he ran third. He looks obviously hard to beat if he's up to his best. Prelude 6, Gareth. Rebellious really put the writing on the wall. 29.11, went 5.02 to the mark. He's going to be hard to beat. One of the great chase finalists, Idolizers, drawn next to it in box 6. Music Event and Shimmer Classic raced on Bendigo Cup night. Watch out for them as well. And in the last heat, Aston Rupee returns after running fourth in that Adelaide Cup where he had no luck. He's drawn box 5. He's got a quick beginner in 4. Don't Tell Blue is a young greyhound going places. Japara is a star as well. A little bit of speed drawn out wide as well. So he won't have it his own way, but we know his star status. So really, really good heats, on Thursday night.
We might catch up with Ray Border with our podcast, of course, the road to the Tab Phoenix, because Ashton Fastnet returns. He's still got that decision to make what he actually does with his slot. Does he shop around Ashton Rupee? Ashton Fastnet's trained by Jason Thompson. I'm hearing that the Tab are doing, well, in conversation with Jason Thompson regarding his kennel. I think it's the worst kept secret in greyhound racing, so I'll just announce it now. So that's all interesting, George.
Well, maybe, yeah, we can touch that. I didn't know that, Gareth. So something from Jason Thompson's kennel will be representing Tab.
Well, that's the male. That's what you're saying. That's the male,
well,
yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, so the first dog that you think of is Typhoon Sammy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, not even thinking about what Aston Fastnet could come back as. I mean, if Aston Fastnet comes out and, you know, I mean, he's first up, so we shouldn't put that pressure on him. But if he comes out and runs 29.20s and 29.30s, you know, on Thursday, well, maybe that comes into Ray Border's thinking where he does hedge his bets, which is mm-hmm. something that we had spoken about. You know, what do the Sports Entertainment Network do with their
They're waiting to the very last minute. We had Troy Little on the podcast there the other day. Mm. Hutchie, I think, wants to go early, but I think Troy wants to wait till at least 3 weeks out, because there's a greyhound like, even, for instance, just like Ben Mayo. Now, Anthony says it's a big chance to win a Melbourne Cup. He's won a Melbourne Cup before. You can get $18.525. Now, he hasn't been in the conversation until his last start effort at Sandown. So you just don't know that some dog might just come along and blow everybody away over the next month.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it, Gareth? Because would you be trying to push to get a wow on your team before GRNSW perhaps strikes? You know what I mean? So sometimes if you go too late, one of your greyhounds that you wanted as your number one pick could be gone. But
the thing that's different is that, like, Ray Border will have a different philosophy than, say, Sportsbet or the Tab, for instance, because they're not only in this to promote their products, they're there to market as well. So for them to market their slot in the Tab Phoenix, they need to pick a dog nice and early. For example, the Tab in the Everest locked up Nature Strip nice and early so they can promote it. They can do all their merchandise. They can do promos. They can get everybody and their marketing team together to say Nature Strip is our horse so they can start to lock him nice and early. Now, last year they went too early and this year they didn't go with Nature Strip. Of course, Chris Waller did. But what I'm saying is that different slot holders have different philosophies, because it's not just about winning. Winning's a bonus for some of them, but it's the other part of the Phoenix that is important to them as well.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Can't
so
wait
different
for it. We'll discuss it more in the podcast for sure.
Now, Shepparton, looking forward to their traditional series, which always produces some handy greyhounds, the North District's final, Georgie, and that's happening on Saturday night.
Yeah, it is. And they've got a really, really good final here. I'll just go through the box draw. Glenn Rounds has reloaded, drawn box 1. True Kalinda for Jason Thompson of 2. Mania in 3. Aston Flame for the world's best hairdresser and Ian Garland in 4. Mm-hmm. My Name Stacey and Security Man are drawn 5 and 6. And they were very, very impressive heat winners. R. Fabio in 7. And Zigzag Kabang, the youngster, drawn in box 8, who looks to have a bit of a future. 25,000 first prize. Nothing to be sneezed at. It's a Group 3 race.
Who won that race last year? Was it Music Event, or did he get defeated as a favourite?
Oh, I'm trying to. She's trying to wrap my brain.
No, it was a race last year. I remember.
It was a cracker. Yep. It was a cracking race. I know Rod Clark had a few in it. I'm just trying to think, Gareth. There, I'll get to you in a second.
No,
but
that's all right.
Look, this is a really good race. And yeah.
While you think about that, I might just run through the Cranbourne Cup field for Saturday night once again, and the market, because the markets are open, of course, for that Cranbourne Cup final. Das Ascend at $8.50, Fernando Mick $3.50, lots of chatter $5, Coblenz at $3.80, Aston Shine 41, Jack's Pale 8, Lala Kiwi at $4, Lucky Lands at 34, now Gracia Bale at 50-1, and Xavier Bale at 30-1. You're with Mick, I'm with Koblenz.
You like Koblenz? Yeah.
One of those. Well, we're tipping David Gill to win. The
and it's funny, you know. And I'm not saying that Koblenz won't be in the Top Gun, but it's within a few days. Like if he comes out and wins the Cranbourne Cup, the field would have already been discussed. You know what I mean?
100%.
So, you know, if he just claimed that group race, let's not mistake in the fact that he did win a feature event at Bendigo in that Pink Diamond series. But
just before we go, because Healesville's in 2 seconds, one of the leading racing greyhound journalists said to me, the Tab Phoenix might take away from the Top Gun, but if Koblenz doesn't get into the Top Gun, well, please.
I don't understand all this theory about one race taking away from another. Why can't we just celebrate all the races? Look, they all have their time. Yeah, which we do. They all have their time in the sun.
Hey, Georgie, so, I love it when you're fired up, son. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
No worries, mate.